Magandang magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Naririto na naman po kami at inyong makakapiling dito sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ito po si Tita Verge, nagpupugay sa inyong lahat. Magandang hapon po muli. Ngayon po ay 14 ng Agosto, pangalawang linggo na. Kaya po, marami-rami kami ngayong araw. Nandito po, siyempre si Tin, ang aming kabunsuhan. Nandyan si Ate Jo, ang aming production in charge. At siyempre pa, meron kaming espesyal na bisita. Bagong mukha po ngayon ito kasi maiksi ang buhok.
Walang buhok.
Espesyal na bisita ngayon hapon. Walang buhok. Kumusta kayo, Tin?
Okay naman po, Tita Verge. Thank you sa pag-introduce ulit sa amin every Sunday. Very busy po sa upcoming concert at very excited din po. Ayan. Maraming salamat sa Samutsari for being a media partner ng Journey to Vegas. Ayan.
Siyempre pa. Hindi mo mawawala. Kumusta ka, Jo?
Ay, magandang gabi po or hapon sa mga nakikinig. Sunday na naman. At nako, sana malapit na tayong bumalik sa studio, Tita, para maging live na ang lahat, di ba? Nakaka-miss din.
Sana.
At, maraming mga kaganapan na susunod na mga linggo na kabayanan po natin yan. Ayan, last week po, nandoon po kami sa Mata-Mata, di ba? Tin, at nako, nag-enjoy po kami sa mga presentation. Mamaya po, magpakita kami ng ilang mga larawan at mga video ng ating Jazz Vidamo. Ayan, good luck po sa kanya. At syempre, patungo na ng Dubai para naman kuhanin ang kanyang parangal bilang child prodigy in the world, no, di ba?
Galing. Galing talaga ng mga Pinoy.
Mm-hmm. Ayan, kapita ka naman, Glee.
Mabuti at wala namang bago, nagpagupit lang, kaya wala nang buhok.
Kasi birthday ka, no? New look. Yes.
Hinintay lang ang pagkatapos ng birthday, kaya
new ayan.
At, so, salamat uli sa Samutsari at andito ako, nag-guest uli.
Ayan, volunteer ka na, di ba? Ayan.
Permanenteng guest ka dyan.
Wow. Honorary guest.
Honorary.
Ayan. Kaya, ito po tayo ngayon. Today in World History, 14 August, 1880. The Cologne Cathedral was completed. Originally started in 1248, construction of the cathedral Colmar Dome in Cologne, Germany, the largest Gothic church in Northern Europe for the and the city's major landmark was finally completed on the 14th of August in 1880. Ayan, narating ko na yan actually, kaya ako masaya.
Wow. Ayun na talaga.
Professor, di ba?
Oo. Well, 6 months ako sa Europe ng 1984. Nung kasi umalis ako ng Pilipinas nung pinatay si Ninoy Aquino, ang ating bayani at tatay ng ating isa pang bayani, Noynoy Aquino, President Noynoy Aquino, at ng kanyang asawa, past President Cory Aquino din. Kaya masaya ako at ako'y nakarating ng Cologne. Ayan.
Wow. Diyan din ata nag-originate ang Cologne, di ba? Kaya same ang Cologne.
Hindi ba yung pabango?
Oo, pabango nga.
Ano po ba nangyari noong...
Sige. Sa August 14, dumako naman tayo sa Philippines. Si Jacinto Zamora ay ipinanganak. So, kilala natin si Jacinto Zamora dahil isa siya sa mga tatlong martir na pari na kilala natin bilang Gomburza, si Father Mariano Gomez, Father Jose Burgos, and Father Jacinto Zamora. So ipinanganak siya sa Padakan, Manila. So nung bata pa lang si Zamora ay pinangarap niya na talagang maging pari. And yan, English nating konti ah. And he led a campaign against the abusive Spanish friars and fought for equal rights among priests. So sinasabi nga natin na ang tatlong paring martir, sina Gomez, Burgos at Zamora ay pinatay dahil nga sila ay mga kumakalaban sa mga Spanish friars. So they were accused of collaborating with the rebels who led an uprising in Cavite. So that's why they were arrested, detained, and executed by Garrote noong February 28, 1872. Bata lang siya nang pinatay siya at the age of 36. So kawawa rin. So yan ang...
Oo nga. Pagkabata talaga. Mm-hmm. Alam niyo ba yung Garrote kung ano?
Yan yung guillotine, yung pugot ng... Ay, yung hangman. Parang hangman.
Hanging.
Hanging, yes. Usong-uso yan.
Yun pala yun. At sa mga hindi nakakakilala, ano rin sila, no? Bayani rin sila na masasabi.
Yes.
Oh, definitely. Talagang bayani silang tatlo. Kasi talagang ini-expose nila ang mga kalukuhan ng mga Espanyol na pari.
Yes, mga Spanish friars, mga fraile. Uy, el filibusterismo at no limitange reo.
Oo. At tayo dumako na sa fun facts time. Ano ba yan? Ako, meron kaming inihanda. Alam nyo ba na bukod sa mga tao, meron din pong mga hayop. Or sabihin na natin, isang creature na nakakapag-blink ng eyes. Alam mo ba? A shark is only known...
Parang nangyayagkikindat.
Oo, kumikindat. A shark is the only known fish that can blink with both eyes. With both eyes pala. Sharks, contrary to popular belief, can blink their eyes. However, their blinking differs significantly from that of the humans. They do not close their eyes all the way. Nonetheless, they have a sliding eyelid or nictitating membrane that covers their eyes during feeding and hunting. As a result, sharks with this membrane, such as tiger sharks and hammerheads, can blink their eyes anytime they need to. It's also worth noting that while these sharks rest, they can cover their eyes with this membrane to protect them from any potential injury. Yun pala yun, no?
Parang inborn na sunglasses, ano?
Yes.
Galing.
At ito pa, meron pa. Most people know dolphins have incredible sonar abilities. But did you know they were studied as war tools during the Cold War? They really are as smart as people say they are. Since 1959, the U.S. Navy has trained dolphins and sea lions as teammates for our sailors and marines to help guard against similar threats underwater. Bottlenose dolphins are used to detect and defend against enemy swimmers. This procedure was used in both the Vietnam War and the Persian Gulf to protect Navy anchored vessels from enemy swimmers seeking to plant explosives.
Ginamit po sa kalokohan. Pero yes, very intelligent ang dolphin. Actually, until now, they're using dolphins. I think pwede nilang ma-detect yun kung may mga submarines, diba? Mga enemy submarines. Kasi nga, yung sonar abilities ng mga dolphins, nalalaman nila, oh, may objects sa pinakailalim ng dagat. Kaya magaling. Galing mga dolphins.
At saka, look sila.
Cute, yes. Sana lang, wag silang i-detain sa mga SeaWorld Aquariums, 'di ba? Issue rin 'yan ni.
Ang dun sa mga pagka kayo punta sa Bay of Islands, ang dami mga dolphin watching dyan. Nakakatuwa. Sumasabay sa ship.
Dito magpunta tayo dyan.
Oo, no. Masaya yan. Anyhow, tayo po ay may isang inihandang kanta or awitin. Eh, wag na po tayong lalayo kasi po ito pong singer na to ay mag-concert. So, we're going to play some of her music this day. So, ano nga ba yan? Take it away.
Yes. Correct ka dyan, Ate Jo. Dahil mag-concert tayo, no? Iparinig naman natin sa mga ating mga listeners and viewers ang original song from yours truly, Angela Tinpo. This is entitled Black. So, para sa mga may mga nawala sa buhay, na mahal nila sa buhay, this is for you. This song is basically finding hope and light amidst pain and darkness in your life. So this is entitled Black. Enjoy po. Enjoy.
Hi guys, my name is Angela Tin and I was recently awarded Artist of the Year 2022 and was named New Zealand Songbird. This year, October, I will be flying to Las Vegas to represent New Zealand in the International Talent Quest and I will be needing your help. I will be having a fundraising concert with Scott Foundation and Top Star Entertainment this August 27 in Freeman's Bay Community Center, 5 p.m. Grab your tickets for only $20. Message 022-516-2001 or find the event at Eventbrite. Just search A Journey to Vegas, a fundraising concert with Angela Tin. See you there!
At narito po ang karagdagang ulat natin para sa ating local news. COVID lockdown boredom inspires New Zealand teenager to build world record 25-meter Lego train. Galing ha? Yan. This came from The Guardian. A New Zealand teenager has broken a Guinness World Record for the most carriages in a Lego toy train, beating the previous record by 32 carriages after he was inspired to break a record during boring COVID lockdowns. It took 14-year-old Aucklander Alexander Blong roughly 50 hours to build the 101-carriage locomotive. When finished, it measured 25 meters long. In order to qualify for the record attempt, the train had to pull the weight of the trailing carriages along a 10-meter plastic track. It also had to be made with a specific type of Lego. Be publicly displayed, captured in one single video, and have witness statements from an independent judge. The high school student made this record attempt in May, with the Guinness World Records confirming his success on its official page this month. Galing-galing ng Pinoy ano? Pinoy yan, di ba?
Hindi po.
Kiwi. Kiwi.
Yes. Inangkin ko na naman. Hindi pala Pinoy.
Kiwi.
Long.
Oh, yan ang
pure kiwi.
Under, di ba?
Long. Very nice. Yes.
Galing.
Talaga yung Lego, no? At least, nakakapag build sila ng kung ano-ano. Tapos yung ano ba yung mental ability mo to create something, yung invent
imagination, no?
O, diba? Ang ganda.
Imagine it. Saan yan? Denmark ang Lego. Diba dyan nag-originate ang Lego? Lego. Saka sa Denmark.
Saka nung pandemic, marami ding ano. Kasi yung mga ka-work ko na clinicians din, they actually have big Lego talaga to create something. Past time nila, ganyan, and you know, interesting. And di ba sa TVNZ1, meron ngang Lego Masters na ano?
Ay, correct. Nakita ko yun sa ano billboard dito nga.
Diba? Lego Masters. Talagang something interesting.
Yes.
Ba ang hinanda mong balita, Glico?
Well, ito pa ulit-ulit. Every Sunday, minimension natin to. But we would like to reiterate that New Zealand will still stay at COVID-19 orange traffic light setting until at least September. So, yan, hanggang September na ang orange. So, what does it mean? So, the country will remain under orange setting and you are required or you must wear a mask in most indoor settings. However, you can visit cafes and bars, attend gatherings and events, and go to gyms and hairdressers with no capacity limits or distancing requirements. There are no changes to rules for case isolation and household contact quarantine requirements. And the next review setting will be in September. So, tingnan natin after September kung anong traffic light setting ang COVID-19. According to the Minister for the COVID-19 Response, Dr. Ayesha Viral, there are significant pressures on hospitals That's why such orange traffic light setting is required. So the health system usually sees elevated pressure through September. So we would be hoping to see some sustained reductions in both cases and hospitalizations then. The good news is current modeling suggests COVID-19 cases may have peaked at around 11,000 cases per day mid-July. However, due to the current high levels of COVID-19 infection in the community, the corresponding burden on primary and hospital care systems, and the highest levels of mortality seen in the outbreak so far, the COVID-19 protection framework setting has been kept the same. While the government's Omicron response was heading in the right direction, loosening settings could risk infections rising again, Viral said. So, sabi pa nila na they will regularly review these settings. The types of considerations we take into account are case numbers, the hospitalizations, and also the impact that's having on the community. And lastly, one of the things about, say, health system pressure is that indirectly, other things have an impact on that. So, for example, at the beginning of this outbreak, we were facing the combined pressure of COVID and flu. We all know that we're still in winter in Auckland, so it's very different from Europe. Kasi June, July, August are winter months here, so we still have flu, and we're not only tackling about COVID 19 situation, but also the flu virus. And I've read once dun sa isang magazine that they're asking people to even take flu vaccinations. So ayan, so we'll still be an orange traffic light again till September. Mm-hmm. So yes.
And what about our masks?
Our masks? Yes. Ayan po, sabi nga, wear a mask in most indoor settings. So kapag nasa train, nasa buses, nasa indoor malls. So, yan yung mga... Yes. Mga...
Yeah.
Mga restriction. Yes. It's a mask. Mm-hmm. Pero depende pa rin kasi may iba may asthma or may health situation sila that they are prevented to wear a mask. Baka nahirapan huminga. So, ayan, kinoconsider pa rin naman yan. Kasi may mga messages naman sila dyan. Kunyari sa buses, sometimes drivers don't wear masks, but it doesn't mean that they don't follow the rules and regulations. Baka lang may mga conditions sila, like asthma, difficulty in breathing, so ganyan.
True. Ngayon nga, so far, mga pumapalo na lang ng daily 5,000 or so ang COVID cases. Pero
bumaba na.
Oo, saka na maintain naman kung mostly mga isolated bahay, 'di ba? So at least hindi naman siya yung
Yes.
Anyway, meron pa po tayong isang news mula naman sa News Hub. Pet Friendly Stays, website for pet owners wanting holidays, launches in New Zealand. So kayo po ba yung nagbabalak na magbakasyon kasama ang iyong mga alaga na dogs and cats and any furry animals, diba? Ito po, kung nais niyo pong mag-book ng holiday back patches or holiday homes, meron sila tinatawag na pet friendly stays. Ayan, ito po ay isang website kung saan ang mga creator ay ang ini-ensure nila, ang mission nila is no family member is left behind the next vacation is needed. I remember last time nung nagpunta tayo ng Furitowa, di ba Glico, naiwan ang aming pets. Kasi sa website, it says that we can bring them. However, they had to call us and they can't have pets around. So we had
yes.
leave them behind. So at yeah. least meron tayong website to go to pet-friendly stays. Ayan. According to the company, 64% of Kiwi households had pets in 2020, with that number boosted during the COVID-19 pandemic. That's left many wondering how they can get away for a few days without having to find alternative accommodation or a babysitter for the furry friend. So, yun nga po. Ang sinasabi dito, SICOM General Manager Nicole Urshik said, pet-friendly stays catered for New Zealanders' love for their furry companions by making it easier to find accommodation for the whole family. Ito po yung site allows Kiwis to browse pet-friendly accommodation listings by region or type and provides more granular data, including listing aspects of individual rooms that the pet owners might find relevant. The website is also lists additional information about local amenities and necessities for their pets, including local dog parks, and the best pet-friendly walking trails and closest vet clinics. Ayan. Diba? Many of the big branded hotels in New Zealand don't allow pets to stay, but do allow service animals such as guide dogs and emotional support animals. O diba? Good news yan sa mga may alagang pets. Hindi na sila maiwan pag magbabakasyon, diba?
Correct. Pati sa mga taong nagbabalak magkaroon ng pets.
Ayun.
Tama ka dyan. Yan, ako.
Mukhang may intention ka.
Meron nga po.
Yan, bago tayo magpatuloy, yan nga po, sinabi ni Glee kanina na we have to be reminded about the orange level settings. Ayan po ay at orange, no limits for outdoor or indoor gatherings. Face masks are not required when outdoors, but other mask rules remain, such as going through public transport like buses and trains and ferries. No requirements for businesses to display QR code posters or for visitors to scan in. We also have one announcement. As we said a while ago, our very own Angela Teen will be having her A Journey to Vegas fundraising concert to help her raise funds for her upcoming competition in Las Vegas, USA this October 22. This event is produced by Scott Foundation and Stop Start Entertainment, and the concert will be on August 27, 5 p.m. and a disco night awaits after the program. And saan nga ba mabibili ang ticket na yan, team?
For tickets, go to my event Facebook page, A Journey to Vegas, a fundraising concert with Angela Teen, or simply message 0225-2001 or
yeah. link below.
Message Teen at 0225162001.
Or
pwede silang mag-comment dito sa ating Facebook page as well, di ba? Ayan, ano pa ba ang inihandang kantan mo, Teen?
Dahil dyan, sana po na-enjoy ninyo ang first song natin na Black. Ayan, kahit na medyo malungkot, diba? This song naman po is very personal din na song from based on my life experiences. Lalo na nitong mga nagdaang taon. So, yun yung naging inspiration sa song ko na to. And I'm in live performance ko nito kay Jazz with Amon na concert. So this is entitled This Battle by Angela Teen. Unreleased pa po ito, pero ayan, bago po natin ma-release officially, mapapakinggan nyo po first time dito sa Mutsari. So enjoy.
Thank you.
Tayo po'y dadako na sa ating special item, ang Left-Handers Day.
Yes, kaway-kaway sa mga kaliwete dyan. Yan.
Ako, sino bang
ako po kaliwete?
Hindi ako yan.
Si Tin yan.
Ako ay kaliwete.
Hindi ako.
Ngayong August 13, yesterday actually, left-handers everywhere can rejoice because it is International Left-Handers Day. In a world that is built mostly yan sa mga right-handed people, this is the day para i-celebrate natin ang mga kaliwete dyan. The 10% of the world, wow, 10% lang pala of the world's population that relies on their left hand to do most tasks. It is also an important day as it raises awareness about the struggles of left-handed people and encourages businesses to adapt everyday objects and make them left-handed friendly and affordable. Yan. So, background nito. It was in August 1976, on Friday the 13th pa nga, no, that Left-Handers International first declared August 13 to be a day where left-handers were celebrated. But International Left-Handers Day really only took off in 1992 in the United Kingdom, organized by the Left-Handers Club. Dapat pala sumasali ako dito, Left-Handers Club. Para naman kapag nahihirapan na akong magsulat dun sa notebook, diba? Yung ang sakit dito ng spring, ayoko talaga ng spring notebook eh, nasasakit. Tapos laging may ink dito na The day was so popular across America and Canada that the date was added to the national calendar as an unofficial holiday. The aim of this day is to make the public aware of the disadvantages that left-handed people face daily. So, ano nga ba yung mga disadvantages? Bukod nga doon, no? Ano pa ba? Sa gunting, actually yung gunting, hindi nga din siya, hindi pa ako nakakahawak ng gunting na pang left-handed.
Ano naman siya? Bulk naman yun ha.
Minsan kasi may ano diba?
Yun yung handle kasi pang kanan, mostly.
Yes. Sa sign language, meron silang kapag mas malakas ang left mo or right, so pwedeng both. Parang ambivalent, pwede, so... At least doon, ina-adapt nila yung ganong left or right-handed ka. Kung ba? Ang weird.
Pagka nag-bukas ka ng pipo, left-hand.
Ano nga ba ang mga facts? Ako? Hindi ko na nga alam. Siguro. Ito na talaga. Pero in fairness naman, pag gitara, naka-right-hand ako.
Kumain. Saan ang kutsara tingin?
Ay, na-train din. Oh, normal talaga. Ano yung parang?
Pwede naman baliktarinin natin. Oh. Ako minsan, nagbabrush ako, tinatry ko yung left. Kasi rin yun eh, sa utak.
Then,
para maging,
pag-toothbrush left na.
Pero
sa tingin ko, kahit na yung spoon ko ay nasa kanan, yung right pa din ang gumagana. Ay, yung left pa din.
Ibaliktad mo. Spoon na sa left. Pwede naman, wala namang masama.
Kasi
ipopromote mo nga eh, di ba left-handed club?
Correct. So, ano nga ba mga facts about left-handers? Bukod sa 10% ng entire world population ay left-handed. While that may not seem like a lot, it means that 760 million people around the globe are lefties. Also, a person is much more likely to be a lefty if one of their parents is lefty too, left-handed too. It is thought that left-handed people are more flexible and adaptable as they are often challenged in a world that is made for right-handed people. The left hand is also controlled by the right side of the brain. the one associated with emotion and creative qualities such as music and art. So, oh, kaya sinasabi nila na artistic na.
Pala.
Kaya pala, ang mga kaliwete magagaling kumanta. Meron akong at least tatlong alam na kaliwete na magagaling kumanta.
Ayun. Kasama na si Tini yun.
Ayun. Kaya pala.
Correct. At, alam nyo ba, madami ring respect to the famous people na left-handed. American Presidents Barack Obama, Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton are part of the club.
Aba,
so,
galingan.
So far, ito, ang idol ko, si Celine Dion.
Oh, yes.
At si Jimi Hendrix. Yan, one of the biggest rock stars in the world, renowned for playing a right-handed guitar with his left hand.
Ah. Oo, magaling yan. Jimi Hendrix.
Yes, correct. Isang Jimi Hendrix nga dyan, tita, pasampol.
Wow, walang ka ng trabaho, Tim.
Baka lumay pa sila.
Masapawan ka ni tita.
Pero ano nga ba ang dapat gawin ngayong Left-Handers Day? If you're a lefty, good thing to try on this day is challenging your right-handed friends to live left-handed for 24 hours so they can be aware of the struggles you face in your daily life. Yes. At mga kanan. Ano bang tawag dyan?
Kaninete. Siyempre, stress yan in a way kasi katulad ako nagtatry ako left hand sa brush. Siyempre, iba pa rin kasi sanay na ako sa right. So, anyway. But it's good to know left-handed day. Something interesting.
Correct. Ayan. So, happy left-handers day.
Happy left-handers
day. Para sa'yo yan, Tim.
Sa'yo at sa mga kaliwete.
Mga kaliwete.
Sa'yo at sa presenta ng mga kaliwete.
Ayan ako. Anyway, dadako na po tayo sa Philippine News. Take it away, Tita V.
Ayan. Malungkot ito. Philippines Sprint Legend, Lydia De Vega, dies. Galing po ito sa Philippine Daily Inquirer and Asian News Network. Filipino sports legend Lydia De Vega Mercado has died after a battle with breast cancer. She is 57. Her daughter Stephanie Mercado announced her mother's death in a Facebook post late Wednesday, August the 10th. On behalf of our family, it is with absolute grief that I announce the death of my mother, Lydia De Vega, this evening, August 10, 2022, at the Makati Medical Center. She fought very good fight and is now at peace, the post said. De Vega was once the fastest woman in Asia, winning the 100-meter gold medal in 1982 and 1986 Asian Games and ruling the sprint double in the Asian Athletic Championship in 1983 and 1987. She is also 9-time Southeast Asian Games gold medalist. De Vega retired from active competition in 1994. Stephanie, her daughter, recently revealed that the sprint queen was in very critical condition. De Vega underwent several procedures, including brain surgery, over the years since being diagnosed with the disease in 2018. Her last public appearance was when she served as one of the Philippines flag bearers during the 2019 Southeast Asian Games opening ceremonies. The Philippine Athletics Track and Field Association, PETAFA, extended its condolences to the family of De Vega, who was one of the best athletes the country has ever produced. Ayan.
Tama, nakakalungkot na. Nakakalungkot na. Siya yung pinaka kilala talaga na
marami.
Yes. Sa pinaka
marami siya. Maraming napanalong medals.
Yes.
Nag-represent ang Philippines siyempre pa. Ayan. Bata actually, pa, 57.
Yes. Actually, yung si Cherry Hill Rain, 59 years old.
Oo, si Cherry Hill
Rain. Artista. Between Malanding.
Last week, tita.
So, 59 and cancer. Hindi ko alam po ang cancer, anong type, pero cancer rin. So, hindi yan porket sportsman ka or nag-exercise ka, which I'm sure yan ang gawain ni Lydia De Vega, safe ka na sa cancer. May mga other factors rin.
Yeah.
57, bata pa.
Oo nga. Si Cherry Hill din, bata pa.
So, as all, please take care of yourself.
Correct. Tama.
Meron tayo sa Philippines naman. Visa on arrival to the Philippines. List of 158 countries. So, medyo mahaba-haba ito, pero bigyan ko lang ng pahapyaw na discussion. So, Manila, as travel rules continue to ease across the world, the Philippines has updated its health requirements for inbound visitors and business travelers. In general, the country follows a policy enlisting countries whose nationals can enter the Philippines without a visa, based on Executive Order Number 408 signed by the late President Carlos P. Garcia on November 9, 1960. So, sa health travel rules, from April 1, 2022, fully vaccinated passport holders from non-visa required countries, diplomatic and official service passports with existing visa waiver agreements, and foreign nationals with valid visas shall be allowed entry into the Philippines, provided they are holders of passport valid for at least 6 months at the time of arrival, have a return or outbound ticket to their country of origin or next country of destination, have any of the following proofs of vaccination against COVID-19 recognized under existing IATF regulations. So, yan. Yan yung mga ibang mga requirements. On top of that, a pre-departure RT-PCR or ART negative test result is no longer required for the following categories. So, ayan. So, hindi naman lahat kailangan ng RT-PCR. So, it's not a requirement if you are a foreign national aged 18 and above who have received primary series COVID-19 vaccine and at least one COVID-19 booster shot. So, parang three vaccinations yan, no? Kasi COVID-19 plus one booster shot. So, parang tatlong vaccinations yan. Or if you're a foreign national aged 12 to 17 who are fully vaccinated with primary series COVID-19 vaccine. So, two shots. So, hindi na need ng booster if you're aged 12 to 17. And foreign nationals below 12 years old regardless of vaccination status. So, 12 years and below, as a foreign national, you're still allowed to enter without any vaccinations of COVID-19. As long as you're accompanied by a parent or guardian who have received a complete primary series and one booster shot. So, ayan.
So those who do not belong to any of the mentioned categories shall present a negative RT-PCR test taken within 48 hours or laboratory-administered antigen or the ART test taken 24 hours prior to departure from the country of origin. And of course, you have to fill out a One Health Pass Health Declaration form. So the OHP Health Declaration form from the Department of Health. So, prior to departure, three days before departure, you have to register through the Bureau of Quarantine's One Health Pass. So, meron tayong website, yung www.onehealthpass.com.ph. It's for free. So, sa mga tao dyang gustong mag-apply ng OHP Pass, it's free from the government, walang bayad, and you need to save your transaction number. So every traveler, including children, kahit below 12 years old, should have an OHP registration. The transaction number will also be sent through your registered email address. So you have to save this transaction number, and yan ang ipepresent in case na kailanganin ng immigration officer. For travelers who do not have an address in the Philippines, you may put your company address or the address you will stay in after your quarantine period in the permanent residence field. Travelers with no booster shot must secure and present a negative pre-departure RT-PCR test taken within 48 hours or negative laboratory-administered antigen test within 24 hours from their travel from an approved provider. Two more to go. So under current regulations, foreign nationals with no booster shot who test positive on their pre-departure RT-PCR or ART test will not be allowed entry into the Philippines. So ayan. Well, I think most of the countries will not allow people who have tested positive sa COVID kasi nga iniiwasan na magdagdag ng problema ng bagong case again sa bansa. And lastly, on the day of your departure, a visitor must update the One Health Pass or the OHP registration. You have to include the seat number, health declaration, RT-PCR test results, and other details. Input your transaction number and last name. Save or print the QR code generated. And the OHP QR code will also be sent through your registered email address. Be ready with the printout of the digital vaccination certificate for outbound travel with QR code and One Health Pass QR code. But again, this may seem overwhelming. So if you want to check more information, you can always visit the updated Department of Foreign Affairs website, DFA website, so that you can check the details for traveling to Philippines. And of course, to know if one of the countries which are allowed to travel to Philippines. So welcome, mabuhay. And sabi nga nila sa Department of Tourism, it's more fun in the Philippines. So,
alright. Ayan,
travel na kayo.
Pakay na.
Pakay na. Oy, super peri naman yun.
Iba yun. Iba pala yun. Super peri pala yun.
Kung nasa Philippines ka na, ayun, sakay na. Pero kapag bago pa lang, it's more fun in the Philippines. Pagdatingin okay. Muna natin sila sa Philippines.
Kaya yeah, pinapaising talaga ang tourism.
Bago pagsakay na.
Yes, ayan.
Makakatulong ito sa ating ekonomiya, di ba?
Yes.
158 countries on arrival na lang ang visa. Wow. That's good.
Tama.
Ito po, meron pa kaming isang balita mula sa Inquirer. According po sa NEDA Chief, to hire more seniors or senior citizens in order for the Philippine job markets to evolve. Ayan. Agree ba kayo dyan? Mga...
Yes.
Ako.
Definitely.
Diba?
Pag umuwi ako, makakapagtrabaho na ako.
Sana, Tita Verge. Sana i-approve yan. Kasi may discrimination pa rin.
Oo. One time nung nag-Singapore ako, may mga talagang sobrang tanda na. Pero they're really, really working pa din. Like sa mga fast food.
Fast food.
Diba? Or cleaning.
Oh, pwede silang mag-clean. Cleaner.
Okay. According to the news, as more citizens have ventured back to the job market due to the harder times wrought by the high prices of food and other basic services, the country's chief economist last Tuesday urged the private sector to provide them or the senior citizens with opportunities and training so they could adapt to potential employment, especially in the digital space and agriculture. Our institution and practices, regulations have to evolve and respond with the changing times. The life expectancy has been increasing in many societies, including in the Philippines. Countries like Japan or South Korea, where life expectancy has increased, the society has opened up opportunities for the age-old members of the population, Socioeconomic Planning Secretary Arsenio Balisacan noted in the press briefing. Balisacan, who heads the Stage Planning Agency, National Economic and Development Authority, or NEDA, said the Philippines would have to follow suit in giving opportunities to seniors age 65 and above so that they will remain very productive. Ayan, di ba? Totoo naman nga yan, di ba? So, yes. maganda yung initiative na yan na i-train ang mga senior citizens sa digital literacy and kung saan pa, di ba? Kasi sa mga nagdaang taon dahil sa pandemya, dahil na rin sa poverty, makakatulong pa rin yung income na yun sa mga pamilya, di ba?
Tama. At the same time, we should make use of the human resources na yung wisdom ng mga senior citizens. Kasi yung iba sa kanila talagang capable pa. Kaso discriminated nga, walang law na para i-demanda yung company. So, hindi sila makapag-work. Actually, just to share, I remember yung SOGA bill. So, something na related, yung Bataan na Bataan, ano siya, political leader. Kasama yun eh, LGBT, yung discrimination against LGBTQIA+. And putting the old people. So, hindi ko alam kung nakasa na yun. SOGA bill, if I'm not mistaken.
So, it is. So, pero maganda nga din yung initiative kasi ano, tumataas ang mga bilihin sa atin at mga ano, sabi nga sa survey noon, 570,000 Filipinos joined the labor market for the month of June lang this year. And new ones in the labor force are age bracket 25 to 34, which includes the new graduates. According to Philippine Statistics Authority or National Statistician Dennis Mapa, sabi nga nila na itong mga increasing number of labor force from higher age group or those above 35 years old must be given nga naman the opportunity din, di ba?
Correct. Tama.
Yan. Mabuhay ang mga senior citizen. Basta capable pa at saka good health pa rin, di ba?
Yes.
Hindi naman sobrang force. Siguro kung mga light jobs, di ba?
Yes, Yung fast food, pwede yan.
Madami rin akong kilala talaga, hindi lang yan porket yung need nila financially. Kasi maganda rin yan na malibang yung mga senior natin. Kasi at sabi din naghahabang, naghahanap ng mapagkakaabalahan. So maganda dito. Gusto magbalik trabaho, ganyan.
At nagpabayad sila ng tax, yan ang important, diba? Kasi may tax rin yan, although mas mababa. Pero they contribute to the economy.
Ako definitely willing na magbayad ng tax provided ang trabaho kung makukuha ko agatikim lamang ng mga minuto kung pwede kainin ng senior citizens.
Food taster. Merong ganyang job. Apply na kayo.
Taster, tita. Taster.
Official taster.
And Monde. O calling Monde. Ayan, taster, mga bagong products ng Nisi Monday. Bagong pansin.
Sarap naman, na trabaho ni Tita Verge.
Ganda naman yan.
Official taster.
Ano pa ba ang ihatid mong balita ngayon, Tin?
Ito, dako naman tayo sa showbiz. Ito siguro madaming nalulungkot at madami din naman nagdiwang kasi pagod na pagod din naman silang makita na si Cardo. Pagod na pagod at hindi pa rin mamatay talaga daw dahil ang dami na sinaksak na, binaril na, lahat na nangyayari pero hindi nga daw matapos. So madami rin nagse-celebrate at madami pa rin naman syempre nalulungkot kasi talagang tinutukan din ng mga Pilipino itong probinsyano. At isa na doon ay si Grace po. Apektado daw sa pagtatapos ng probinsyano. At nagpapasalamat sa mga nagmamahal kina FPJ at Susan. Susan Roses. Pati si Sen Grace. Yan nga, si Senator Grace po niyan. Na pinagbibidahan ni Coco Martin yung FPJs ang probinsyano. Nagpapasalamat daw ang senadora sa lahat ng mga Filipino mula sa iba't ibang sulok ng mundo na talagang sumubaybay sa FPJ ang probinsyano. Madami nga nagbabiral yan yung nakikisuntok pa nga sila ba nanonood, no?
Nako, ito na nga yung tatay ko. Tutok na tutok hanggang nung Friday.
Isa pala si Tito na nalungkot nung nagtapos ang probinsyano.
Hindi ko pa napanood na.
Grabe naman kasi 10 years talagang airing
ito. Manunood.
Kasi 2015 ba yan nagsimula? Saktong umalis ako ng Philippines. Kaya hindi ko na alam yan.
Pwede mo panood din pa rin sa TFC.
Wala akong TFC.
So, kailan na ba? Nagtapos na ba ang finale episode?
Noong Friday.
Noong Friday. Yan. So natapos ng final episode. Kaya nagbigay din ng mensahe si Senator Grace sa lahat ng nanood at sa buong production na nasa likod ng tagumpay ng probinsyano. So, sa mga hindi po nakakaalam, si Senator Grace po ang nag-iisang anak ng action king na si Fernando Poe Jr. at ng movie queen na si Susan Roses na pareho ng namayapa. So, si FPJ po ang unang nagpasikat sa movie version ng A Provinciano. O, movie lang pala ito noon. Napahaba noon ng 7 years. Na pinalabas noong 1997 na talagang tumabo sa takilya. At sa teleserye naman, ginampanan ni Susan Roses ang karakter ni Lola Flora. Oo nga. Kasama pa din nga sa probinsyano si Susan Roses play as Lola Flora. Ang mapagmahal na lola ni Cardo Dalisa ay naginampanan nga ni Coco Martin. So si Coco Martin din ata naging director nga nito.
Isa sa mga...
Yes, sa isang Instagram na pinost ng Dream Escape Entertainment, nagpasalamat nga si Senator Grace po sa mga nagmahal at sumuporta nga. Ayan, salamat daw. Talagang puso-puso pa sa salamat.
Galing din ni Coco Martin, no? Sumikat siya.
Correct, nagsimula siya sa indie film, ano.
Diba? Grabe, so ang dami na rin kinita ng probinsyano.
Ang dami din.
Lahat na rin, lahat ng sikat na artista nag-guest doon.
Correct. Tsaka yung mga, ano, yung mga, kumbaga, yung mga datihan na naging na aktor, eh, na namimiss ang pag-acting, i-guinness nila din doon.
So, oo, nandun niya si Sharon Cuneta.
Yan.
Diba?
Alam ba ni Tita Verge?
Sana meron
lang. Si ano?
Sana meron silang ano niyan, isang video na pwedeng itinda para ako bibili ako para makapanood.
Alam ko meron siguro yan sa ano, baka meron sa Netflix Philippines.
Baka
Netflix. Baka nasa ano, New Zealand kaya.
Sa YouTube baka
meron. Meron yan sa iWanTV siguro.
iWanTV. Pero grabe rin, no? Ang dami. Mas nga si Charo Santos nandun, eh. Anyway, ayan, congratulations sa probinsyano at maraming nalungkot nga naman dyan. At bago po tayo magtapos, nako, ito na nga po, bago kami magtapos mamaya, meron kaming inihanda ulit musika galing kay Angela Teen, ang WLPMK. Walang label pero mahal kita. I'm sure napanood niyo na po yung music video na ito, pero magandang balikan natin yan. At dahil dyan, tayo ay magtatapos na naman, Tita Virgie. Meron ka pa bang mga babatiin?
Wala. I-remind ko lang kayong lahat na magkikita-kita tayo bukas 6:30 sa Home Cooked para obviously i-celebrate ang nararating na concert ni Tin. Siyempre pa, aawit siya doon at maaaring may isa pa tayong kasama dati sa radyo, si Ian Galvan, aawit din. At mukhang nabalitaan ko ata na si Ian ang magiging MC sa concert ni Tin. Magaling na pili kasi magaling talaga ang boses ni Ian, hindi lamang sa pagkanta kung hindi kahit sa radyo o sa aktual na programa. So masaya tayo bukas kaya magpapakain na po.
Wow, ang saya naman yan, di ba? Mabubusog na naman tayo at salamat po sa Home Cook. Ako po ay
na aawit si Tin at ganun din hopefully si Ian mapapayag natin at syempre pa tuwa din sila dahil babanggitin din natin sila sa susunod nating programa. In fact, kahit ngayon ilang beses na nating nabanggit na doon gagawin ang pre-showing ng concert ni Tin sa August 27. Tama?
Ano ba muna ang home cooked meal? Ano ba yon? Hindi para sa mga listeners natin.
Filipino.
Road. At talagang genuine na Pinoy lunch or dinner ang makakain ninyo. Bukod sa roon, meron silang sariling banda. Kaya kahit ikaw, Glee, at ako, pwede tayo mag-duet bukas.
Oh, sige po. Endless love, ha, The Verge.
Ay, nako, Tita Verge, nako, master na master pa na ni Glee ang Endless Love. Kaya
pag-practice ka. Ayun lang. At kailangan pala mag-practice ako mula ngayon pagkatapos.
Oo. Tama. Ito po pala, bago kami magtapos, mula po sa embahada ng Pilipinas dito sa New Zealand, paalala lang po na kung sino po ang mga nagtutungo sa Wellington, sa embassy, na may dalang sasakyan, ay patuloy pong pinagbabawal na magparada sa residence parking malapit doon sa embahada. Ayan. At saka, Meron pa silang anunsyo na malapit na pong ipalabas sa Roxy Cinema ang Kai Nga sa August 17 po, 6:30 naman po yan. Ito po ay parte ng 8 Pan-Asian Female Filmmakers powerful anthology film which illuminates the immigrant experience in New Zealand through the lives of 8 Asian women connected by the house they call home. Ito po ay isang short film including a Filipino nurse trying to support both her adopted family in New Zealand and her real family in Philippines. So mapapanood po ito sa www.nziff.co.nz po. Ayan. Kay. Kay.
National Film Festival ba yan?
Ayan. Wala po yan sa embassy. August 17. Ayan.
Hi guys, my name is Angela Tin and I was recently awarded Artist of the Year 2022 and was named New Zealand Songbird. This year, October, I will be flying to Las Vegas to represent New Zealand in the International Talent Quest and I will be needing your help. I will be having a fundraising concert with Scott Foundation and Top Star Entertainment this August 27 in Fremont Bay Community Center, 5 p.m. Grab your tickets for only $20. Message 022-516-2001 or find the event at Eventbrite. Just search A Journey to Vegas, a fundraising concert with Angela Tate.